We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Meatballs, happy Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Hi, Meatballs. Welcome back. So, my kids are already home from school sick.
That was quick.
I can't. I know. We're not even a full week into school and they're already sick, but they're not like fibbing. Like, CJ actually wanted to go to school because we had plans after school, but he, like, they sound terrible. They sounded like their lungs were like filled with all congestion. So I had to bring them to urgent care this morning and they have like a virus, but they'll be able to go back to school Friday.
Poor babies. I hope they feel better.
I know. I'm like, seriously?
Yep. It's already started.
Already.
Well, if I sound weird, I'm in the car right now. I'm headed to the city because I have to do something with Joey. And then the VMAs are tonight. So I'm going to be there and I'm actually not excited to like get dressed. Like, I don't want to get dolled up. I don't want to wear a dress. I feel like I haven't walked the red carpet in so long, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me.
Like, I'm going to feel weird without my meatball, like, right beside me.
I know. Well, I think it's just better, especially now that they're sick. Thank goodness I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wouldn't have gone anyway. But, yeah, I was just not in the mood to go to the VMAs this year. I don't know why. I'm tired, like, the weeks have been busy with school and getting ready for school. I was just like, I'm all right.
Same girl. But I feel like I wanted to do the carpet because I have all this stuff going on with, you know, my store opening in Nashville. And then I have tour dates and then our podcast. I just felt like getting the word out there a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
no.
And also I saw that NSYNC might be there. So if I run into them, it'll all be worth it. So yeah, getting ready for the VMAs today. And also I want to mention, you know, it's 9/11, so, you know, just always remembering what happened and never forgetting, you know, the lives that were lost. I mean, it's a sad day.
Yes. Yeah. I was like thinking about it when I woke up. I'm like, oh my gosh, like you'll never forget.
And I feel like every single year I'm watching like the documentaries about like everything that happened.
So sad.
And every year they have like new ones of like family members telling their story because there's just so many people that were affected by this. It's a sad day.
No, absolutely. Thinking about all the families that lost people, thinking about the victims, this will be a day that we definitely never will forget.
Yeah, so definitely wanted to mention that. And we're so sorry to everyone that did lose someone. I can't imagine. So always remembering you.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, I have a busy week. The VMAs are tonight. And then I have, like, 2 days to, like, adjust, like, get ready. And then I have to go to Connecticut on Saturday for a live show. And then Monday we're filming. So I just feel like everything's starting to pick up now. Like, summer, it was so nice, you know, like, not really doing anything, relaxing with the family. But now it's like, okay, back to work. Kids are at school.
Yeah.
Like, it's a busy time.
Yes. Yep. I mean, I'm not even sure if we're allowed to say that we're filming again because it hasn't been announced. But yeah, back to work. Filming has started. I'm happy. I'm excited. I just hope, you know, we have no drama this season. Like, I don't have it in me.
Dina. Dina, we're reality stars.
No, I'm probably not. I'm going to sit in the back. I'm not fighting.
Dina's literally going to walk out. Bye-bye.
I will. I'm not lying. If there's, like, any sort of, like, people trying to fight with me, I will literally just walk off the show. I can't care less anymore. But anyway.
I'm definitely going to fight with you.
Are we? Yeah. I'll just flick you in the head. No, I just don't. I'm too old for it. I don't have it in me. That's why I was like, I don't even know if I should even go back, because I don't even think I have it in me to fight with people anymore. It's just not worth it for me. But you know what? I figured I'll go. And if I don't like what's happening, I'll just leave. You know, that's it.
But I feel like we always have a good time. Like us meatballs, I just feel like we're always there to have the best time and enjoy, you know, each other's company. Like, I feel like we're a good time. And, you know, yeah, like we never, like, you know, want to be involved in drama. But at the same time, it's a reality show and we hate it. But me and Dina, of course, just want to go out there, have a good time and dance and just be meatballs.
Yeah, have fun.
I'm love excited. Being
but yeah, so filming started, back to work, Jersey Shore family vacation. Next week we premiere.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
It's happening so quickly.
Lots going on.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
But yeah, all the fans love this behind-the-scenes stuff we're doing on the Meatball Pod. So I think we keep doing it.
Oh, did you go back on Reddit and see what they were saying?
Yeah, they like the behind the scenes. They do.
Well, I mean, there's just so many things to talk about.
Yeah, so I've been like asking our fans like what they want to, you know, get a little behind the scenes from. But I did want to go back on like something we spoke about last week. Meatball question, we were like, oh yeah, let's save it for
you're done
the podcast. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, so I have that written down.
Read the question again. I forgot what it was.
I have it right here,
but it was so nice.
Yeah, so it was, hi Meatballs, I'm rewatching Jersey Shore Family Vacation and I'm on episode where Gina Marie comes out and reads all of you guys. Dina, the scene with your dad makes me emotional each time. What can you guys tell us about that experience outside of what was filmed? And Dina, have you connected with your dad, with Gina, or anyone else after the moment? Love, Miranda from Arizona. So I wanted to like talk about this because this was 100% real.
Like, oh, it was crazy. Nobody, Gina's so good.
Nobody knew. When I tell you, nobody knew about that watch that we buried my dad in, except for me and my mom. Kristen didn't even know. So me and my mom, you know, when we were getting everything together for my dad's funeral, we wanted to pick out the like best outfit, the best tie. And we were going back and forth about his watch that he wore every day. And I'm like, I don't know, do I want to keep it so that like I have it to remember him, or would he want to be buried with it? Because it's something that was part of him. Like that was literally his favorite thing. He wore it all the time. And me and my mom decided, you know what? He would want to be buried with it. So we buried my dad with his watch, but nobody knew about that. I never told Chris about it. I never told anybody about it. It was just me and my mom that knew about that whole thing. So this was like years later. And honestly, I even forgot about it. And we were sitting with Gina and I remember I was like a little nervous. It might've been like only a year later. I was like nervous because I was like, oh, I wonder if my dad's going to come through. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for that because I haven't gotten read, you know, since he had passed. So I remember going to Nicole. I was like, I'm nervous. I don't know if I should do it. And then the producers basically were like, if you're not ready to do that, then you don't have to. Like, they were super supportive. Like, then you don't have to get red. But I was like, you know what? I want to get red because Nicole said how good Gina was. So I was like, yeah, I want to get red. So, you know, she was just like kind of, remember, she was like bouncing around because she would just feel who was in the room at the time. Because it wasn't like she went like, okay, Nicole, you're going to get red. Like, you're going to get red. It was like she was just waiting for people to come through to read whoever, which was like so crazy. But when she brought up the watch, I couldn't believe it. Because I was like, I even forgot about it for a minute. I'm like, watch? What are you even talking about? Because I like forgot about it. And then she was like, Disney. And then I was like, oh my God. She was like, he's happy that you buried him with the watch. I'm like, oh my God, that was so crazy. And that made me, that actually like validated for me that he's with me. And I loved that. I absolutely loved that. I haven't met with Gina after that. But I do feel my dad, and he says all the time to me and my boys, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I feel like you always tell me how you feel your dad, like always around the house. And like the boys look at a picture of your dad and they know who he is. Like, that's nice. Yeah.
Like, they'll see like a dragonfly or butterfly and they're like, hi, grandpa. Like, I swear. They know my dad. So for all you meatballs that have lost someone or lost a parent, you're like, feel like your kids won't know them. If you keep them alive in spirit, your kids will feel like they actually do know them. Like, there'll be times that CJ looks at my dad's picture and he's like, I miss grandpa. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, I wish that he could be here and throw me up in the air and play with me. I'm like, oh, trust me. I do too. Oh my God.
He would have been the best grandpa. He would have loved those kids so much. And I know that he's their guardian angel. And you do know that kids, because they don't think about logical things. And that's why they always say that kids still see spirits and they see angels and like all this stuff that we don't see anymore because, you know, we need like everything to be like scientifically, like, do you know what I mean? What I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, like, we second guess everything, but kids, they just don't think of anything and they still see. So guaranteed, like, they feel and see him all around.
Yeah. I think CJ, cause CJ used to see things when he was little, for sure. Ooh. I think he's grown out of it. But, so I think he has definitely seen him, but yeah, like even like, I celebrate my dad's birthday still.
I love that.
Yeah. Like, we have his family over.
That's amazing.
We sing happy birthday. The kids blow out his candles. So like, they feel like they know him. So if you keep your person's spirit alive, everybody else will remember them forever. And even like when it's raining and thundering and they're nervous, I'm like, that's just grandpa bowling in heaven, you know?
Yeah.
And they
bowl,
which is like always what my mom told me about, like,
podcasts.
So whenever, like, it's thunder and lightning, CJ and Cam are like, oh, my God, Grandpa got a strike. And I love that so much.
So cute.
Yeah. But you, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that you have, like, some of that in you. Like, you could feel people.
Oh, yeah. Gina, who read Dina and who we're talking about, so I got really close with her. She lives in my town. Like, our kids are friends or whatever. And she was a family friend before I even knew Gianni. So, you know, I knew that she was a medium. And she was just like, when she first read me, she was like, you know, you have this gift too. You need to open your third eye. And I always felt things. You know, like when I was little, my grandpa died, I felt him like around me and like talking to me. It was like weird and I thought it was just in my head. But then I ended up, you know, doing a reading and like meditation with her. And then that's when like everything started to like, so when you open your third eye, you feel things more and you're more aware. You're more self-aware of things. So yeah, after I did that with her, I was like, oh my God, I feel things. And I'm like, I would be like drunk in an Uber and I would be reading the Uber driver. And he's like, how do you know that? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm practicing.
I remember you probably freaked him out so much.
No, but it was crazy. I just felt, so this one time I feel like we were going on like a red carpet or something, but I like had my wine in like a thermos. So I was like, you know, getting a buzz before I got there. And I started feeling things and I was like, I'm feeling like Gigi Beans. Does that mean anything to you? And he was like, Gigi Beans. And then, or like green beans. I think I said green beans. I was like, something with like green beans. Like he knew who I was. So I was like, oh, you know, this is, you know, sometimes what I practice on Uber drivers. It was like a funny thing. But then so I said green beans. I was like, I keep getting like green beans or beans. I'm like, it's like, you know, did someone pass away that, you know, a loved one that you know that you called them like beans or something? And he goes, oh, my God, my daughter Gina, I used to call her Gigi Beans. Oh. And then I'm like, holy crap. Okay, I go, and I'm like, okay, it's working. It's working. And then I'm like, something else. And it's really hard to like do it, especially when you're not like a professional at it, because then you're thinking things in your head, but you have to be totally clear of your mind because it's not your thoughts. So it's like, yeah. It's very confusing. You have to like really train at it. But then I was getting like the peony flowers. So I said that and he was like, I brought that to her hospital room like every single day. She loved them. So that was crazy. And then after that happened, I would like walk into a Starbucks and I would feel crazy things to the point where like I wasn't sleeping and I couldn't go anywhere. So I was like, oh no, like I can't live like this. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. So then I ended up sitting down with Gina and like we shut it off and like, I haven't done that since because it's, you know, when you open your third eye and you do that, which everybody can do, by the way, you just have to practice. It really drains you and takes over. So, yeah, I don't know how, you know, these mediums do it and like function because.
Well, maybe you can like turn it on and off.
Yeah. No. Yeah. She definitely turns it on and off, but. It's wild and it's crazy. And I know a lot of people are like very skeptical with that. But if you really like meditate and you like, you know, you're open to it, anybody can really, you know, feel things.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I feel like you could too, because you're very intuitive as well.
I definitely could feel things. Like I feel if something is bad energy or if I feel like I think, you know, like I am very intuitive.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would be able to handle it.
Oh no, you wouldn't.
You know,
on top of your anxiety already? No.
Well, I think that's why also like, even just like, when it was so beautiful when Gina did that, but I was like so emotional that I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to hear anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever have like a full sit down with anyone?
I didn't, because like now I probably can because it's been so long. But yeah, like for a while, like there's like videos of my dad that still to this day I can't watch because it's just like too hard.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like time does heal all wounds in a way, but like I'm still. It's still hard.
Yeah, it never gets easy.
So I don't know if I'm ready. Yeah, so I don't know if I don't know if I'm ready. Like, I'm like, once I'm able to watch these videos, then maybe I will be.
Yeah. But well, once you are ready, it's going to be beautiful for you.
Yeah. But I know he's, like, watching over my babies, and
totally.
I know that he's, like, every time I need him the most, he sends me a sign. Or if it's, like, a special day, he sends me signs.
I
know he's here, and I definitely feel him around, and I believe in all of that. I believe in it all.
Same.
But anyway, but yeah, that was a beautiful question. Let's see. So I got like a whole bunch.
Of what, behind the scenes stuff?
Yeah. So like some people want to, do you remember Silent Library?
Oh my God.
So someone was like, I want to know your Silent Library experience. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I remember the note. This was when I first came on.
Yeah. At
the very beginning.
But yeah, I feel like that was season three, after season three.
Yeah, and you guys didn't know that I was going to be a part of it. And at first, like, I was upset because I'm like, I'm a part of it now. Why was I not invited? And then, or like, not part of, like, the whole thing. And they're like, no, we're going to make you, like, a special surprise. Like, I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, don't leave me out.
I'm like, cool. I'm like, why am I not part of the whole thing? And they're like, no, we want you to be, like, the big surprise. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Silent Library, I can't.
Yeah.
That was...
I remember they were like, you're going to go in a wedding dress. And then you know what my sick... This is how sick I am. I'm like, oh my God, but isn't that bad luck?
Yeah, like now I'm not going to get married.
Yeah. That's what I was like thinking the whole time. I'm like, well, I want to be a part of it. So I guess I have to put on this wedding dress.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I remember... Then, yeah. I remember my growth thing where I had to lick... lotion or some whipped cream off this like hairy guy's back. And like, you know, I'm a team player and I don't want to like lose because we're all very competitive, and that was very hard for me.
Yeah, that was gross.
I was like, I want to throw up.
I was watching you guys from the back the entire time.
Were you dying?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, actually I'm glad I'm not part of it.
It was disgusting. I forget what everyone else did.
I feel like somebody else had to eat like a fish cake or something, or like a fish thing.
Oh, that was such a good show.
Yeah. I wonder why they don't have that on anymore. That was a funny show.
I don't know.
I want to know what was going through Vinny's head when I walked out as his bride. He was probably like, what the frig?
What the hell is happening?
That was so funny.
I totally forgot we did that.
Yeah. I did too until they like someone sent it to me and I was like, oh my God, that's right, Silent Library. And then all I thought about was I really didn't want to get into that wedding dress because I thought I was going to be cursed because I'm crazy. My OCD, see? Yeah.
So hey, if you guys didn't see Silent Library, it's like, so obviously we're in a library, but you have to be quiet and they give us all like things to do. Like, did we spin a wheel or did we pick something?
I think
it was something like that.
I think it was like you spin a wheel.
Yeah.
Everybody could probably still look it up on like YouTube.
Oh yeah, it's on YouTube. So whatever you fall on, you have to do it. But the trick is you can't be loud. You can't make a peep because then, you know, you lost.
The entire team loses.
Yeah. And there's like, there's extras in the library. Like, so it's like you can't crack up, you can't say a word. So I'm like licking this hairy fat guy's back, but like nobody can laugh or say anything, and I can't scream or do anything. Oh my God, it was like Fear Factor, but you can't react. Yeah, that was so funny. They should bring that back.
Yeah, that was a cool show. That was a cool show.
What a good time.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like, buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
And then somebody else, these are so random of what people want to know. Somebody else wants to know, were you guys able to use that phone in Italy? Because it looked like it was like hard to use. And actually was hard to use.
Oh, it was hard to use. Yeah. It took me a while to be able to like even connect to Gianni.
I remember.
I had no idea.
Everything was difficult in Italy. Like I remember, first of all, the phone, well, clearly all of you saw that you're asking that. It was like the old fashioned phone where you had to like put your finger in the hole and like.
Awful. Yeah, and imagine us drunk trying to, like, call people. Like, no, it wasn't happening.
And then you had to dial, like, this long-ass number before you can even dial your friend's numbers. And I was like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, this is – when I tell you, I barely talk to people at home in Italy. And that's probably why we were so as crazy as we were.
Yeah, and depressed.
I feel like none of us really used the phone in Italy because it was so difficult to use.
It was, yeah.
Like, I would think I'm calling my mom, and all of a sudden somebody would pick up in Italian, and I'm like, oh, my God, nope, wrong, would hang up. And yeah. Then the person would call back, and I'd be like, it was the wrong number, and they wouldn't understand, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember the phone giving me a hard time, the toilet giving me a hard time, the outlets. I mean, there was, like, a lot of things that pissed me off.
Wait, what about trying to get people into the house, too, that, like, intercom?
Oh, that like, was a nightmare.
Everything was so hard. It was like you thought you were talking to the person downstairs, yeah. But you weren't. And then you had to figure out the button to push to open the door. And you didn't want to walk down all those steps.
And then also, like, for us girls, like, you know, Paulie was freaking out that, like, he wasn't going GTL. The gym was, like, an hour away. But us girls, like, we loved getting our nails done and getting them done, like, dramatic. And we couldn't get our nails done. Like, they weren't doing the nails that they do in Jersey, in Italy. So we just felt disgusting, I feel. Our hair, like, everything was just a mess.
We did find one little nail place.
It was great.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, what we were used to at all.
No.
Yeah.
We were very out of our element in Italy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm so shocked that people realized the phone was difficult.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
It was, like, an old-fashioned phone. And then, like, I'm like, it took 12 hours just to call somebody. I'm like, this is crazy. Thank goodness I had my – honestly, what other people don't know also, we sneak in phones, so – that I thank God I snuck in a phone.
Oh, thank God we had a burner.
Yeah, because that was kind of how I was. I mean, first of all, even then the service wasn't great, but at least I was able to text.
Yeah,
and then sometimes I would forget to take my charger out, and if like the producer,
I know,
I'd
be like,
like, oh my God, don't look at the charger.
Like, it's not mine. I would hide it in my pads.
Oh wait, so this is actually a really, really funny behind the scenes in Italy. So, like I said, all of us had burner phones because you weren't allowed to have a phone. They would check you. They would check everything to make sure you didn't have, like, phones and whatever else. But all of us had phones. So, at that point, I think Ron and Sam were pretending to be single, but really they weren't. Do you remember?
Oh, my God. Yes, they got caught.
They were texting each other through their phones. And I don't know whose phone they found. And if I don't know if producers or security were going through our rooms, but they found Sam's phone and they saw that she was texting people. And now I'm nervous because I'm like, oh my God, I've been texting Sam. Like, do they know I have my phone? And they remember the producers like were playing chicken with us. They were like,
we have a device and it'll beep if you have a phone. I'm like, okay.
They're like, we know who else has been texting Sam. And then, like, we're all looking around, like, are we going to all talk or are we all just going to play dumb?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no.
We're mobsters.
Yeah. So then they're like, we have a phone device. And we're all, like, looking around. I'm like, who is going to snap first and be like, oh, I have my phone. I have to say, we all hung strong.
Oh, yeah. We were cheese.
So Ron and Sam wound up getting their phones taken. But all of the rest of us we held strong, and no one knew that. I mean, they probably knew we all had phones, but they didn't have the evidence to say you all have, like, you have a phone, Nicole, and take it away.
Oh, yeah, no. They wouldn't find my phone. It was literally wrapped in pads. Nobody's going in the pads.
Yeah. But how did I... Because that was the difficult part in Italy. You had to sneak my phone. Mm-hmm. I remember I cut... in my suitcase, I cut into the liner and I stuck it in there.
It's like we're smuggling drugs. And we had to do that. And we were like all so nervous because when we did go to these vacations, the security would check all of our bags to make sure like there was nothing bad in there or like weapons or anything, like even though we would never do it, but it's like protocol. So they would look into every single bag, every single nook, and... You know, it would always be like male security guards. So, of course, they're not going to really go in my pad box.
Yeah.
So, well, it worked.
I would wait to put it in my suitcase. So, what I did.
Oh, did you hold it when they were going through?
No. So, this is so crazy. I would wear a sports bra and I would tie up the charger and the phone and I stuck it in between my cleavage.
Genius.
Yeah. And then they would like check my stuff and then I'd be like, okay. And then they would leave and then I cut the suitcase and I put it into the linen part.
Yeah. We're literally smugglers.
Yeah. I know. We're
the
like
things we had to do.
For a stupid phone to have a phone.
Just to like have communication.
Well, now we're allowed to have phones. Things have changed.
Oh, yeah. When we came back, I was like, no, I have kids now. No, you're not taking my phone. Not happening.
Oh, my gosh. That was a good behind the scenes. They called us. That was so funny when they called like a team meeting with security and everything.
Oh, my God. Like, we felt like the cops were interrogating us. Yeah. And we were all staring at each other like.
We have a device. And we all looked at each other like ghosts. Like,
oh, we got so scared.
I was like. I don't know.
We all knew we had phones.
Yeah, every single one of us. We'd be like texting each other.
Yeah.
I can't.
What is it?
What else? So let's see. Here's another fan question. Oh, here's a good one from Peggy BXO on Instagram. What happened to the she shed?
No, Dina abandoned her.
Well, okay. So what
you left her.
First of all, I mean, we could have easily put another shed over here in my new house.
Agreed.
I think what it came down to was, you know, like we wanted to do our meatball show and we were doing it in the she shed. And then when I sold my house, we really did look into moving the she shed and we wanted to move the she shed. But I guess they physically couldn't do it, like the place that we got it from. Right? They couldn't, like, lift it up and bring it because of the way the fence was.
Yeah, no.
But we could have definitely did a she shed. I think nobody really wanted to pay for it production-wise because they already had done the she shed in that backyard. But, I mean, me and you probably could have done it. We could have put our money together and got the she shed together.
I mean, we were banking on, you know, doing the actual meatball show because I think we killed it. I thought it was hysterical and funny. We got the last Jerry Springer interview before he passed away. I mean, beautiful, amazing, how freaking cool, even though it's, like, sad that he passed away. But, like, oh, my God.
That's probably why he said yes. He was like, let my last interview be Crazy Pants.
With the Jersey Shore girl.
But he was so supportive and so nice. And he was like, you girls have.
He wasn't judgy.
He was like, you girls definitely have something here. Keep doing it. And then I moved. She said there was no longer. But I'm glad we got Jerry Springer. He was so sweet. Rest in peace.
Same. We
but
loved
I'm sure
him.
We could do. I mean, that's why we are also doing the meatball pot now, because that didn't work out. But you know what the thing is? We were hoping that MTV would have picked up the meatball show. But.
Oh, yeah. We were like, oh, we're going to get the show now. It's going to be on MTV. But then we had a backup plan of saying, okay, if nothing happens with the meatball show. Me and Dina were like, we're going to do the meatball pod. We're going to get that going. And then we'll go and do live shows and tours. So we're making this. We're making plan B happen.
Because our producers were like, yeah, we're going to pitch it for a show. But then, like, it never went anywhere.
It fizzled away.
Oh, poor meatball.
So now we're here at the Meatball Pod.
But now we have the Meatball Pod, and we're doing the same thing.
So which I love.
But we're thinking of, like, maybe even going live here and there. That could be fun.
Fun? We would have a freaking blast.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
That might be dangerous.
Yeah, that might be dangerous.
Like, sorry, Chris and Gianni.
Please, Chris would be part of it. Do you remember when he went on your podcast, how drunk he got?
Oh, yeah. Chris got wasted on stage.
Wait, he couldn't even...
But I'm pretty sure he blacked out.
Remember, he couldn't even make it out the night after?
Oh, yeah. Chris had fun.
Yeah. I think he...
Well, right before the show, he was like... I feel like he was doing shots or something.
Yeah, I think he was nervous drinking.
He was. And then he got on stage.
But he killed it on stage. He's definitely a meatball.
Totally.
When he wants to be, yeah. He's a good, he could drink.
But Chris is another meatball.
Like, me and you, we could drink and then, like, not get sick. We might feel like shit the next day, but, like, Chris, when he drinks...
He throws up.
Like, he doesn't feel good. Like, clearly you saw that when we were in Arizona. Like, he drank and he got sick.
Oh, my God, he died. Yeah. Well, my favorite thing, was it Arizona? I remember me and Dina were like, all right, like, we're going to have a fun time tonight. Like, we're going to be dirty stay outs because we like, have to plan that. We can't do that every single night. We'll die. So we're like, tonight is the night. We're going to go out. We're going to have fun. And, you know, all the spouses were coming. And me and Dina were so excited. And then Chris is like, I'm not drinking tonight. And me and Dina were like... Ew, we were judging him so hard. And he's like, no, like, I don't want to drink, like, whatever. So we're like, fine, whatever. We were like being mean to him. And then we get to the club, and all of a sudden, Chris is shot after shot, like, chugging. And that's the night where where we got drugged.
Yeah, but it was our fault because we were like, come on, Chris.
We were being so nasty.
Have fun with us.
Yeah. I was like, Chris, you suck.
But he was so much fun. He was so much fun that night. But
he was a blast.
Got sick after.
But Chris literally took the camera and he was filming us. Like, he took a production camera and he was recording us. Like, he's so funny.
He was so much fun. Chris is the best.
He is the best.
All right. Do you have any meatball questions on your end that you've seen or behind the scenes?
No, I will get some for next week, but should we do fan questions now?
Yeah. Let's get to some fan questions, but yeah, meatballs, keep sending in whatever you want some behind the scenes for. We love talking about it. It's such great memories for us. So we love it. Oh, this is actually good. I actually like this. Let's talk about this.
All right. Do it.
It goes, I'm not sure if you could give details, but do you guys know ahead of time where you're going or for how long? Like, how do you know when to be free and things like that?
Well, it's a struggle.
So this is so funny because it's like a circus because they'll give us like a dates to be available, but we won't know. Sometimes we don't know where we're going until days in advance. Which is crazy. And then some people think I'm lying. Like, even my close friends, they'll be like, Dina, where are you going to film? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, okay. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not.
They're like, no, we really don't know.
Like, I'm not being secretive. I'm not, like, not allowed to tell you. I truly have no idea where I'm going. And that's why it was a struggle with my kids, because I'm like, I need to know where we're going for my children. Like, I need to know there's things for them to do. I need to know, like, plane, you know, things for the plane, like making sure that we have seats together. Like, it was just, sometimes that part is very stressful for me.
Of course.
I think it's for everybody. The initial, like, where we're going, how far are we going? Like, how long are we going to be there? What's the hotel? Like, usually we won't even know the hotel until days in advance.
And yeah, we don't know anything, guys. We're just there for the ride.
Yeah. But, you know, like,
it's like, oh, we're going there? Cool.
Like, for one thing, like, Margaritaville was actually mine because I've been there. And I was really excited to kind of tell everybody about Margaritaville.
Same. I wanted Hollywood so bad.
Yeah. And I was like, my family has been there before. It's great. Like, can we please do Margaritaville? Like they were like, okay. And like, I was finally able to like really pick Margaritaville, but like all in all, like all give like what, where we would want to go. And then usually whoever's they pick, they'll make them kind of the leader of the ship.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Yeah. And Nashville. So Nashville was obviously mine because I was looking for my store. So that was like, that was actually my trip. But yeah, sometimes like none of us like have anything to do or whatever. So it's just like, oh, you know, Mike, you're going to take over this trip. Let's figure out what we can do. And a lot of our trips are based around Paulie's gigs too. So it's like, oh, Paulie's spinning here in a couple of days. So we're just going to go to this place and enjoy, you know, the scenery and nightlife and everything. And then we'll go see Paulie spin.
Yeah. And then that's Paulie's trip. Like usually the family oriented places are my trip because I have my family with me. But yeah, for the most part, I feel like we don't know where we're going.
Yeah. So the answer is we have no idea.
Yeah. Well, except for certain ones like Nashville, Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Let's see what else. Hey, Meatballs. I recently watched all of Jersey Shore and Jersey Shore Family Reunion, and I love both of you so much. I'm getting married next Saturday, and I was wondering if you had any marriage advice. Kennedy West from Tennessee.
Ooh, girl.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Kennedy.
Yes, congrats, girl.
Well, one thing for sure, for your wedding day, don't sweat the small stuff. Just enjoy every moment. Like, not everything's going to be perfect. Things could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But just go with the flow. Like, instead of, like, harping on something that didn't go right, like, just move on and just enjoy your day. That's my advice.
Yeah, and I would say marriage advice, compromise is everything. Even things that you don't want to do, compromise is everything. Admitting you're sorry and you were wrong is everything, because that's something that I like learned, because I'm not that type of person like in a relationship like that. Like friends, I'll always do that. I'll be like, oh, I was a bitch, sorry. But like with fighting with Gianni, like, I just hate saying, sorry, it was my fault, or sorry, I was a bitch. So, yeah, just, like, compromising and
yeah,
all that stuff. It's just, like, it does wonders, because if you're not in it like that, I mean, it's just, there's going to be a lot of fighting and bickering, and it's not fun.
Yeah, it's all about communication. Communication mm-hmm. is key. Even if you're mad at each other, it's always good to talk it out.
Yep, agreed.
Don't let your egos get in the way. Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I am pulling up to Joey's right now. So if you guys have any more questions or stuff that you want us to talk about on next week's episode, you can text this number and let us know, and we'll answer and do it all for you. So it's 732-508-7952.
All right.
All right, well, we love you, Meatballs. Thanks for tuning in this week. Gina, I hope the babies feel better.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good weekend. And we love you, Meatballs. We did it, D.
Let's get sauce. And for real, you're go get sauce at the VMAs. Have fun. Bye, Meatballs.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.